Welcome everybody to episode 7 of the Golden Arrow series, looking back at the BDO World Championship. And today I'm delighted to be joined by a winner of the youth event, Joshua Richardson. How are you, Joshua?
Yes, I'm good, thank you, Andrew. I mean, everything at the moment is a bit strange, but other than that, yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm going to say, how are you coping with the strange times we find ourselves in? Okay, you know, stuff's starting to get relaxed, but it's been a strange few months anyway.
It has. I think when the lockdown started, it started when I just got back from the Isle of Man. Me and my dad had been over there playing darts and that, and got back, and yeah, that's when the lockdown started, really. But I've still been having to work. I was saying that I had 2 weeks off when I got back from the Isle of Man because I was in contact with someone who had the virus and that. But then I've had to go back to work. I've been working ever since.
Well, at least you've been, you know, keeping yourself occupied. You mentioned your dad there. When was it that you first started playing darts? I guess it was, you know, inevitable having, you know, someone like your dad playing at home.
Well, I think, I can't remember if I was 7 or 8 years old now, but I got my first set of darts then, and that's when I started playing, like, I think it was about a year after. I started playing the County Northants Youth. But my dad got me into darts, really, obviously, because he plays darts, and he started when I was about 17, I think. But he runs in a family. My grandpa, he used to play darts as well with my dad when he was younger.
And did you fall in love with playing straight away, or did it take a while for you to really start enjoying it?
I fell in love straight away, pretty much. I don't think my dad could have kept me off the dartboard, really.
You know, you'd been playing development tour for a couple of years, and then they announced that they were going to start running a BDO World Youth Championship, and that started in 2015. When you saw that, did you think, yeah, I want to be on that stage, planning that tournament, you know, 2015 or, you know, the next year, that kind of thing?
No, yeah, definitely. I mean, when I first heard about that, it was the same year, and that's when I went into it, at the qualifiers up in Hull. But yeah, I've always wanted to play on that stage. My dad's never had the chance to play on it, although he's played on the PDC stage and all that. But
I mean, the year, you know, year 2015 for you was fantastic. You won the Rushden Singles, got to the final of Lincolnshire Open, got to the final of the World Youth Masters, and then you won the JDC, you know, World Final that year. You were, I mean, would that have been the time you were throwing your best darts?
I'd say so, yes. Yeah. I think that's when I was 5 years ago, I was 17 then, yeah. I also won, there was a tournament in Northern Ireland that year as well, in 2015. It was a double-in, double-out tournament on a Friday night. I won that one as well. So I won quite a few tournaments that year.
I mean, that tournament you mentioned in Northern Ireland, you beat, you know, Mickey Mansell and Daryl Gurney, who, you know, since then have achieved even more on the PDC, but to beat big name players like that when you were, you know, still a teenager must have been a big boost for your confidence.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, yes.
And, you know, that World Youth Masters final, you came up short against Justin Van Ter Hal, but it was a good game. And obviously that weekend as well, you qualified for the World Youth Final. And I guess it was nice to know that, you know, in a couple of months' time, you were playing on that Lakeside stage. So what was your preparation like over those couple of months?
I had to play on the stage against Justin in the World Youth Masters final. That was the first time playing on the stage, so at least I know, because I knew I was playing on the stage in the World Youth final, I knew what I was coming up against, or coming up with like the crowd and stuff.
And then what was your practice routine like at home? Because I know around that time your dad got his tour card back. So I guess, you know, the practice between yourselves obviously helped, but did you change the way you were practicing?
Not really. It's just how I usually practice, just pretty much throw at the board and just keep my arm going.
But I guess it must have been useful to have someone at home who, you know, was playing really good stuff as well, and you could kind of push each other all the time.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, we used to practice quite a lot back then.
And I mean, I interviewed your dad a few weeks ago, and I asked him, you know, when you mentioned the Isle of Man, you're obviously in the same tournament, different sides of the draw. I asked him, you know, had you spoken about playing each other, perhaps, you know, in the final. But you'd actually played him in a competitive tournament before, because at the Lincolnshire Open, you beat him in the semis. So what was that like, beating him in a ranked event?
Oh, that was, it felt amazing, to be fair. I think that must have been the first time I'd beat him in a tournament as well. And to beat him in the semi-final, to get into the final, it did feel good.
That World Youth Final. When you got there, how nervous were you going into that game on the Thursday afternoon?
Very, very nervous. I walked into the venue with my mum and dad, and it just felt a little strange, like knowing that I was going to be playing on that stage later on that day.
Now, when you got into that final, you obviously started really well. You know, you won the first two legs, hit a 180 in the third leg, but then you missed nine darts a double to win the first set. And Jordan Boyce from Ireland then won, you know, that leg and two more to take the first set. I mean, did you feel extra pressure, you know, after missing so many darts at a double to win the set? Did you feel that you were really up against it at that point?
I did, yes. I think it might have been the first set as well. I missed quite a few darts at double three. That still comes to haunt me now. but, yeah, I mean, I knew I had a game on my hands. After him getting the first set as well, I knew I had to up my game.
I mean, you know, you then matched each other. It was 1-1, 2-1 to him. You pulled it back to 2-2. Going into the deciding set was fairly even. And then, you know, the leg you produced to win the tournament was absolutely fantastic. You know, four tons on the spin to leave yourself double 16. I mean, what was that moment like when that double went in?
I don't know. I had mixed emotions, really. As soon as it left my hand, I knew it was just going to go in straight away. It was a very strange moment that I'd never felt before.
And I guess it must have felt extra special because, you know, it was your dad's birthday that day as well.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Going on from there, you know, you went to Q School a couple of weeks later, and it was actually, you know, your 18th birthday, the last day of Q School. Did you feel that there was any extra pressure on you, any extra eyes on you, because you just won that youth title and, you know, you'd won a few youth events or been to the final of youth events towards the end of 2015?
Yeah, I did feel a lot of pressure, to be fair, after winning that World Youth, because people just expect me to win games after what I've just done. And I did find it quite hard.
Did you feel that pressure affected your performances?
Yes, yeah, definitely. I think that year, it weren't a great year for me. I weren't winning many games, all because of probably because of that win I had in January, the World Youth.
You know, how did you know from there? You know, obviously you weren't winning so many games, and you found the year hard. How did you change anything about your game or the way you're approaching things, or did you just feel that, you know, after that year, the pressure kind of went away a little bit for you?
Yeah, I think the pressure went away a little bit. People started to forget, like, what I had won. And I think the pressure went away slightly. And I just got on with my game and just hoped that it'd come back. And it has come back since then.
No, definitely. You've been a regular on the, you know, development tour, challenge tour. And you've been to Q School a few times. How's the Q School experience changed from when you went the first time to when you went at the start of this year?
Well, I think the first time I went, I'd say it's just about the same standard as it is now, really. There were so many players back then, and there's so many players now. There's around 500, 600 people competing to get a tour card. And it was the same back then.
And I mean, this year, you know, you were producing some good darts before, you know, the lockdown came in. You got to a development tour quarterfinal in Germany in March. A couple of weeks later, you got to a last 16 in the Isle of Man, beat, you know, the likes of Anthony Allen, Dave Parletti. So did you feel that, you know, the start of this year, before everything ground to halt, you were playing some really good stuff?
Yeah, I was looking, after those results, I was looking to see how this year was going to go. And I thought it was going to go really well. And then all of this happened, and it's not turned out how I wanted it to turn out, really.
And I mean, obviously, we've seen over the years, you know, some players win, you know, World Youth titles, and then they really kick on, and then some players win them and it, you know, takes them a bit longer to reach the standard people maybe thought they would, or, you know, they don't even pursue it. I think it was the lad who won it in 2015, a Dutch lad, he walked away from, you know, darts for a while. So how would you assess your progress since you won that World Youth to now? Do you feel you've kicked on as a player as much as you thought you would, or do you feel you've not maybe progressed as much?
I don't think I've progressed as well as I know I could have, but I know I have a lot more in the tank, and I know I can produce better darts than what I have been. I want to get to the standard where my dad is at now. I just want to follow in his footsteps.
And I mean, are you at home at the moment? I know your dad's playing the Remote Darts League, playing some amazing stuff at the moment. So I guess that must be, you know, good to see him playing so well.
Yeah, I mean, I know I should be watching him, but I've been running tournaments and stuff. As well, like most nights, they fall on the same night as my dad playing the Remote League. But when I'm not doing them, I'm watching it on YouTube, on TV. So yeah, it's good to watch. It's good to watch him playing in that league, especially with like what's going on. And
I mean, I was going to come on to those tournaments. I've seen you've been running quite a few events. Where did you kind of get the idea to start running competitions of your own?
I'm not sure really how it came about me starting, but I think I just wanted to like challenge myself. So I'd never done it before, and I'd seen other people running tournaments and that, and I just wanted to give it a go myself, see how they all turned out, and looking back at it now, I started about running these tournaments, and each event I've been getting more players in each one, so it's good. It's good to like get my name out there as well.
Yeah, I mean, I saw in the final of one of them, you played Scott Williams, who was on the podcast a couple of months ago. Looked like a really good game in the final. And Scott, am I right in thinking Scott actually missed the double 18 for a 9 data against you?
Yeah, he did. He did miss a 9 data. I watched it. I watched it on my phone because we have to call over Messenger through social media. And I watched all three of them darts go in. The double 18 wasn't that close, but I wish it did go in, to be fair.
I mean, what's that like, you know, obviously, you know, when you'd be in person, you know, on the stage or, you know, on the floor, it'd be slightly different. But how do you respond, you know, when you're watching it, you know, over the phone, standing there waiting to throw your darts and you're seeing him on for the 9? Do you want him as an opponent to get it, or are you sort of hoping that, you know, he misses so that you have a chance at the doubles?
Bit of both, really. I'd love to have seen him got it, but then at the same time, I wanted him to miss. I wanted to win the match, but yeah.
You know, you mentioned the competition getting bigger and stuff. Who have been some of the names that you've managed to get involved in your competitions?
I've had Australian Damon Hetter. He's been on the Pro Tour a few times. Stephen Bunting, Dave Chisnell. I think they're the three top names I've had so far.
And I saw on Facebook the other day, are you looking to run a competition that's going to be like 200 odd players in one day?
Yeah, I thought of that as soon as I woke up this morning. That thought just came into my head. Put a poster together quickly and put it on social media to spread the word. 256 players maximum. You never know like how it will turn out. If I get that many, great. If I don't, then it'll still be a good tournament. Best of three all the way through. So you can see it'll be good to see like who can hold their bottle throughout the whole tournament.
And you know, is that kind of event management, you know, event planning stuff, something you'd like to look at doing more when maybe we get back to normal?
Probably not. I mean, it's quite stressful running these tournaments with getting like loads of messages and that. So yeah, I don't think I'd do that when we all get back to normal.
And when we get back to normal, what is the plan for you in terms of darts? Is it trying to play as many competitions as possible? And, you know, will the focus still be on the PDC route and the development tour?
Yeah, definitely. My focus will still be on the youth tour and the challenge tour. I don't know how they're going to fit it all in this year, but I'd love to just get back to it, really.
I mean, some of the suggestions have been like a really condensed calendar and, you know, multiple events in a week and stuff. Would that suit you as a player more, having more events closer together, or are you, would you prefer the kind of one event every month or so?
I'd love it to just be every day, really, because I hate waiting around and that. I mean, during lockdown, there've been tournaments pretty much every day, so it'd just be the same as that, really.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are your ambitions, you know, for darts moving forward? What are the things you want to try and achieve in the game? Because you're still, you know, I think you're younger than me, so, you know, there's a lot of room for you to still go on and achieve.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 22 now. But, yeah, I'd like I said before, I'd love to follow in my dad's footsteps to where he's at now, get a tour card, be on the pro tour, improve my game. So yeah, that'll be good.
You know, and what looking back now, what does it mean to you to, you know, it looks as though the 2020 BDO World Championship will be the last one, certainly under the BDO banner. So what does it mean to you to be one of, you know, only five people to actually have won the BDO World Youth Final?
I don't know, really. I was looking earlier, actually. I was the second person to win the BDO World Youth. I mean, that's some achievement in itself.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, it will go down in history. You're going to be one of a select group of people, and, you know, you are going to be considered a World Youth Champion, so no one can ever take that away from you.
Yeah, that's great, that is.
Well, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Josh. I really appreciate it, and I wish you all the best for your future career.
Thank you.